you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from James chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. That was reading from James chapter 1, verses 12 through 14.
And that was June, Missionary June, assisting us on today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, June 12th, 2026. Oh, listening friend, I'm excited about today's broadcast because we're continuing our study through the book of James, and we'll be starting at verse 13. But Pastor Mark Johnson is traveling out of the area, so my go-to pastor, Rick Mulkin Sr., and Deanne joining him, the beloved First Lady. I appreciate Pastor Rick and this First Baptist Church of Springfield.
Yes.
And
yes.
You've served there for how many years?
I've been there almost 5 years now at that church, yes.
5 years at that church.
But we've been doing ministry for about 37 years.
37 plus years. And
yes,
we've had both of them in the studio on different occasions in the past. He's filled in. How long ago was it? It's been a while.
It's been a little while. It's been several months, yes.
Okay, and I think we've added two stations since you've been on.
I think
so
you're correct.
We're now reaching our friends in Iowa with KMDY, and then the friends in Central Illinois, WDKR. Appreciate them. In fact, I was in Decatur a couple times this past week. We're working on saving a couple $1,000s on taxes on the tower location.
Okay.
Being a nonprofit,
yes, yes,
former owners had to pay taxes, and so I filed, I think, 57 pages to try to get out of
a
couple $1,000s, $2,200 worth of taxes. Actually, Frank, who's in the studio with me,
yes,
a future hopefully senator in the state of Illinois, advised me a little bit and responded to some email requests on who to get in touch with and how to figure this all out. So God's got it all under control, but appreciate the group. I think 8 or 10 of us prayed up the program, so if you're feeling a little more empowered today or encouraged, we're going to take some credit, but we're going to give it all to God because we've interceded on your behalf. We hope what's shared and said will be an encouragement and a blessing. And this book, as Pastor Mark Johnson has taken us through it, there's so many points of application. There's wisdom in it, and there's stories and good, healthy conviction that'll help us walk more faithfully with the Lord. But we began with verse 12, blessed is the man who perseveres. Where do you want to jump in, Pastor Rick?
I think verse 12 is very, very good, and I like the word it says blessed, and actually that word means happy. Happy is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And when I think of that, it reminds us that there are trials and tests that we go through. Now, we learn through the word of God that God doesn't tempt any man, nor can God be tempted, but we do go through tests. And one of the greatest tests is, of course, Job. You all know that story.
Mm-hmm.
All the hardship that he went through, but God was with him. Another test, I think of Abraham with his son Isaac in the book of Genesis chapter 22 and some of the difficulty they went through. But here's what I'm saying. All of us that profess to be a Christian, we will go through some type of test. And the bottom line is this. Do we trust God? Do we truly trust God? And by doing so, the Bible says we receive a crown of life. Now that's reiterated in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Talks about the crowns, and one of the crowns that we receive is the crown of life because of our salvation, because of Jesus Christ. So when I look at this, it gives me hope. It lets us know, even though we go through a trial, we go through a test, we don't do it on our own. God is with us, and that makes a big difference.
And I wanted to ask those of us here, is it easy to persevere? Hey, anyone, any thoughts on persevering?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
The reason is because whatever trial that is, it's for me. You know what I mean?
It's personal trials.
It's a personal trial that God has chosen for
allowed.
Me,
yeah.
You know,
allowed.
Allowed. So with that, that perseverance will be the difficulty level on that is high. You know, I know people right now that are going through some very difficult things in their life. And the thing that we get most is for people to ask us, what have I done wrong?
Mm.
You know, that's what they think. They're just like, what have I done? I've done something wrong. You know, why would God allow this to happen? But see, this perseverance proves that we are a Christian and that no matter what happens, that He is able to get us through it.
Absolutely. Amen.
Now, many of you know I seldom have politicians on the radio because I don't want that to dilute our focus. I want all to tune in. But we do have a person that's persevering as he's running a campaign.
Mm.
And he's kind of away from the microphone. But I would think that any politician or anyone running for office, they have to persevere or have that inward quality to keep moving forward because there's so much opposition and they represent a party. So there's always opposition from the other party or the opposition from the people that disagree with maybe various stances. So that would be a great example. Any other examples where you've had to persevere or fight through something that wasn't easy?
This is not grammatically correct in the Greek, but persevere, the last phrase of that, severe. Sometimes we go through a severe testing, and as Deanne was talking about, sometimes you don't think God's there. But think about when you're in finals in school or in college. It's just you and the textbook and the pencil.
That's right, the teacher's.
It's quiet. Everything you're supposed to know, you learned before. Mm-hmm. And you have to answer there. And the teacher's not there with you. Your book's not there with you.
Yeah.
Your Google's not there with you. So it's the same thing with the trials and tribulations that we have in life. And another translation says, he who endures to the end. Endurance, I remember running 10Ks back in the day, and sometimes you just don't feel like home, but you keep seeing that finish line. You don't think about the time, you just want to finish.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's good.
Pastor Rick,
yes.
This crown of life, so that might be a new concept for somebody tuning in, maybe somebody is unfamiliar. What's this crown of life? Does God promise certain things to people that are obedient or following Him?
He does. If we are a believer in Jesus Christ, and as Bernie was saying, we persevere, whatever that trial may be. And I want to mention one thing, too. God never gives us more than we can handle.
Yes.
Mark, you may be able to handle more than myself. He never gives us more than we can handle. He's a good, fair God. But the point being is, if we endure, as Bernie said, we do have a crown of life. That's for salvation. That's when you and I are longing for the appearance of Jesus Christ, and that crown is given to us. And of course, we lay it down at His feet because we're worshiping Him. It's not about us. It's all about Him.
Amen.
So we lay that diadem down before Him at His feet. But that crown is promised to every believer that perseveres and hangs on and waits for Jesus Christ, their Lord, their Savior, their God.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the ending of this verse. I don't know how many verses we'll get through today because we're just looking at verse 12, but God has promised to those who love Him.
Yes.
What are ways that we love God? I mean, it's kind of incredible that God receives our love and that we can love Him, but what are ways that we show that love?
Yeah, well, number one, I would think service, acts of service. Doing His commands. And the Bible also says His commandments are not burdensome. It's something we must want to do. Why? Because our objective is to please the Lord. That's what Jesus did. We look in the book of John, chapter 13. Here we find our Lord, our Savior, our God. He's literally washing the feet of the disciples. Acts of service. And that's something we are commanded to do. Go and do as He has done. Again, that's the evidence of our fruit that we are a believer.
Also, I can relate it to the marriage relationship.
Yeah.
If you are a child of the Lord, then you'll want to spend time with Him.
Mm.
Yes. So that's
quality
very important.
That's good.
You know, if I never talk to Pastor Rick here, you know, then we would not have a relationship. Having a relationship with somebody you talk to.
And we've been married 49 years. That's nothing but God, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Amen to that.
Amen to that one.
49 years.
And
Frank,
you live to tell about it.
We live to tell, or you live to tell about it.
And they're both smiling.
Yeah, that's true.
June, you were saying earlier, because you recently had a wonderful banquet, but there was so much love exhibited in that room and the unity that was felt. So talk a little bit about, from your perspective, the love that's shown on the mission field and the love that happened at your recent banquet.
I think it's a wonderful thing to bring the world together. Oftentimes we tend to forget that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the world.
Amen.
You know, he just did not die on the cross for Americans. And so what we do is when we bring people to Ghana on our mission trips, we bring people of all religious persuasions, people of different skills and abilities and backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
And culture and so on. And so when we bring these people together, we're on a level playing field once we get to Ghana, because you cannot depend on the things that you depend on over here. There's not the nearest McDonald's, or there's not a place where you can run off. We have to do things together as a team. You have to work together. We have to depend on each other. And then when you're in the hospital setting, you don't have all of the equipment and all of the fancy diagnostic tools. And so you have to concentrate on helping each other, talk to each other, try to figure out. You have to pray about what's in front of you, because God cares for these people. Mm-hmm. And somehow God comes in and he heals people. I could imagine that after these years of starting the hospital, the last 18 years, that over 500,000 people have been seen at this small place, right? And then so many people from here, we did not just do this alone. We had all these people that went with us by faith to do the work and to do the kingdom work. And then when we have the banquet here, the bringing the world together, it's like a huge party. It's like a banquet where people come and they share about their experience, and God's name is glorified.
Amen.
Because it's in there that God is saying, look, I love people.
Yes. Yes.
Let us come together. Regardless of our differences, regardless of what you're doing, you are doing something that's bigger than yourself.
Amen.
Let's
yes.
do this yeah. work. And that's what kingdom work is,
yes.
is about.
Kingdom minded. Yes, that's it.
Yes.
You know, one
Absolutely.
Thing about the crown of life is to get it, you have to go through it.
Yes.
But God has promised in Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you.
Mm.
When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned.
Yes.
And the flame shall not consume you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good.
That's good.
Then you get the crown.
Yeah, yes. then you get the crown. Yes. If you persevere under trial. Yeah. There you go.
Well, June, I'm going to have you come to the Champaign-Urbana area for our July pastor and ministry leader luncheon, because Jesse Herring, who's a pastor here in Springfield, her topic is connected, what's God's love got to do with it? And who's that famous artist, I can't think of her, who sings, what's God's love got to do with
it? Tina Turner, wasn't
it? Tina Turner.
That's it.
Yeah.
That just came to me.
What's love got to do with it?
So that's kind of her theme.
Wow. Yeah.
But let me read verse 12 again. Blessed is the man, and I'll insert man or woman, because mm-hmm. God's word is timeless.
Right.
But blessed
right.
is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go into verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desires, he is dragged away and enticed. Mm. Thoughts on that, Pastor Rick?
Well, that's an interesting verse right there, because, of course, we know that God doesn't tempt. But we know we have a real adversary out there, Lucifer.
Yes.
Of
yes.
course, he tempts us many, many times. But a lot of times we're drawn away by our own lust, our own ideas, things that we want to do. And by doing so, many, many times those things are anti-God. And there's consequences for that. If we continue to stay in God's word and be prayed up and do what he wants us. But so many times we're drawn away because we want to do things the way we want to do it. We don't want to listen maybe to the voice of God. We want to do it the way we desire. And because of that, we're drawn away by our own lust. And it goes on to say that when so, it conceives and it gives birth to sin. And when it's full grown, it gives birth to death. And so when we look at that scripture, it shows us, boom, right there, that we are drawn away many a times just because it's something our heart wants to do and not what God wants us to do.
Now, you mentioned Tina Turner. Who's the guy that used to say, the devil made me do it?
I was going to say that.
Flip Wilson.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
I watched that back in the 70s.
Yep.
That shows Bernie shows how old we are.
Yeah.
I was born in the 50s, so there you go.
Mark, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and I really like how verse 12 reads. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
That is a word I think we all need to, I know I do, need to incorporate in my daily behavior. We're not just supposed to endure it. We're supposed to patiently endure it. And this is expressed to our neighbors, to the people we meet on the street. We're reflecting God's character when we do that, his blessings. And also, Mark, I believe you referenced this, that God has promised a crown of life, that God has promised to those who love him. He who promises is faithful. I think that's in Hebrews.
Yes.
I noticed in the scriptures here, it's an interesting thing. We don't know what's in us until we are in a test.
Yes.
Things can come out of you that you never knew was there. And it was for the purpose for you to repent of it and for God to cleanse you from that unrighteousness.
Yes.
Because, hey, isn't it great when everything's going great?
Well, yeah. We've said this many times. It's easy to be nice to people when you're on the cruise ship.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and our daily lives are not like that. We face challenges.
We do.
But it's going to be those times when we are in those challenges, what's in you?
Right.
You know,
right.
That's that pressure cooker, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Put the pressure on and see what's in you.
Well, I felt years ago the Lord showed me, this is what he spoke in my heart. He told me that tests come for two reasons, and that's to reveal and to confirm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some things we know that's in us, and those tests come to confirm that you know. And like you said, Deanne, there's things that sometimes come upon us, we don't know why. And that's to reveal maybe that something that's in our heart. And that's why the Bible goes on, I think it's in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it talks about the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, who can know it?
Yes.
Sometimes we don't even know what's in our heart.
Right.
We think everything's pure and good, but that trial, that test, like you said, Deanne, it will confirm it. It'll let you know what's really in there.
Yes. And with what you were saying earlier, Liz, the end of that verse, God has promised those who love him. Are we loving God, or are we griping? Are we moaning? Are we reflecting God's goodness and care and compassion to others, or are we hostile or angry or upset?
Right.
You know, also, Mark, with that, I was just talking to somebody yesterday about sometimes we need to look at other people in their situation, okay? Like, I know a man that has got such a great personality, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's not ever, you know, walked since he was like 16 years old because he was in a car accident. But let me tell you something. We can always look to somebody else, and he's walking with the Lord, and he has such a great attitude.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I look at
myself
at that time and say, what am I complaining about? Yeah. You know what I mean? There is always somebody that's got a situation that God can allow us to see that, and we need to realize, you know, this is not bad. You know, we're going through something. We can make it. If that guy can do it, man, I can do
it
too.
I agree.
So we kind of encourage one another.
We do.
You know?
June, I felt like that's what came out of your conference, of the doctors, especially one. I can't remember her name, but I think she did breast cancer. That she came out with that I remembered was very impressed was sacrifice.
Yes.
We have to give up our ideas because she was used to wonderful medical equipment and all that, but she had to sacrifice those ideas and privileges and work together as a team. she was so impressive to me.
Yeah. Amen.
And
That's good.
She was willing.
Yes.
Her humility came through.
Yes.
Because she was willing to work with the local Ghanaian doctors and surgeons who were there from day to day doing amazing things so she could learn from them.
Yes.
Even though she came from all this high-tech position, she was able to humble herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wow. That's called humility.
Humility. Hey, Pastor Rick, I don't know how you're going to be able to wrap this up in our closing like 2 minutes.
I don't know.
But I think it's important to cover there is a heaven, and those of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ will get to enjoy that.
Yes.
But there's also a hell, and there are people that choose to be far from God. They're tempted by evil. They're succumbed by it, and that gives birth to death. So for the listener that maybe hasn't established a relationship with Jesus and doesn't recognize that there are consequences to sin, and it will lead to death, and it will lead to eternal death, what might you say to encourage them to draw near to God?
I would encourage them to be very open-minded and to really look in the scriptures. And when they study the Word of God, they'll see that there is a real heaven, as you said, and there is a real hell. And it's up to them. You know, the Bible goes on to say, choose you this day whom you will serve. You're going to serve the Lord? If so, amen. If not, then, well, that's your choice as well. But I would encourage everyone to really study the Word of God and seek God. Seek Him while it can be found. And I believe with all of my heart, and I know all of you sitting around here today, know that if we truly seek the Lord, the Bible says He will be found.
Mm-hmm.
God's not playing peekaboo, hide and seek, or anything like that.
Amen.
If we truly seek the Lord, we will find him. Because God says He wishes that no man would perish, but everyone would come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
And that's everlasting. Okay. So what I would say to them is that right there is, seek the Lord while He may be found. Maybe you're a skeptic. Maybe, you know, you're not really sure. I would say just be very open-minded. Get in God's Word. Begin to read the Word. Begin to pray and ask God to reveal Himself. And God is a God that reveals Himself to His people because He doesn't want to leave us out there alone.
Amen.
So I don't know about you all, but I'm so glad that I'm saved. And I just pray that who's ever listening to us today, that they would choose also to put on Jesus Christ and let Him be your Lord and your personal Savior.
And listening, friend, there's a verse in James. It's one of my all-time favorites, and I love to think about it. It states, draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. Some versions, come near to God, and He'll come near to you. It's a promise from Him to you that if you'll draw near to Him, He'll reveal Himself. And that'll begin with understanding who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He's the Lord and Savior of the world. It's because of His death and burial and His resurrection that we celebrate on Easter that we can have a relationship with God. God made a way through the Lord Jesus Christ. He took away my sins. He took away your sins as you receive Him as Savior. So it's kind of a simple decision, but a profound one that if you will ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior and recognize that you're fallen, that you're sinful, that you need a Savior, that relationship will begin immediately. And so draw near to God, listening friend, and He'll draw near to you.
Amen.
If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again, or maybe you're thinking of a friend that needs to know Jesus in a personal way, have them stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org, and they can listen to this program anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. And thank you, Pastor Rick and Deanne, for joining us today on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Yes.
Have a great weekend and be in church on Sunday.
Amen. That's right. God bless.
Yeah.
Praise God.